Hi, Gerry. Everyone knows the government is going to win this vote, but it's important to see all TDs stand up and be counted. Then we'll know how to vote in the next election, which will be over 2 years away, says Tom. Well, in relation to that, we have two people who will be voting on that no confidence motion later in the Dáil today. Deputy Danny and Deputy Michael Healy-Way. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Gerry.
Danny, I'll start with you. What's your view on this? Which way will you be voting?
First of all, now, it's not a Sinn Féin motion, as I understand it. It's a government motion of confidence in themselves.
Yes. And they turn it into confidence in themselves. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I certainly can vote confidence in the government because of their behaviour over the last couple of years. And I mean, they've neglected to address the issues and the way they have aggravated and hurt people in so many different ways, not least the turf. And to think of what's going on with our health system and Tralee General Hospital, what they're trying to do to the farmers, and what they're not doing for the people on the road, the level of tax and VAT and excise that they're taking off of the fuel from the half-pressed people that are trying to stay on the road, whether it is with lorries or cars or taxis or buses, our machinery, the farmers out there, for some unknown reason, the diesel, the green diesel, doubled from one day to the next, and it's nearly the same price as white diesel, and all they gave back to the farmers was 2 cents. I mean, they're disgraced what they have done and what they're doing, and to hear their chief minister, Eamon Ryan, of the Environment, Minister for the Environment, suggesting that he was going to, you know, ban the sale of turf online. Well, I have been cutting turf at home for many years, and 7 generations, I'm the 7th generation cutting turf, and we cut turf during the famine, it was cut during the Civil War, the 1916 battle and the Civil War, the 2 World Wars, and all that time. And it takes a fellow like Eamon Ryan to come along now and stop the people of cutting turf, which is a culture, which is their tradition, and which is a necessity. And when they're providing no alternative, only stop us, or try to stop us and make us look like criminals, and at the same time,
It looks like they've pulled back from that now, Danny. But just to clarify, would you abstain, or will you definitely be voting no in terms of confidence in the government?
I'll be voting no. There's no abstaining with me. Or indeed, that's my attitude since I went up there. You vote one way or the other, and at times I have voted with the government if they were suggested that they were doing something good. And I have done that.
Yes.
I'm not constantly voting against them. I have voted a good number of times with them. But I'm not voting for them. I will be voting no. And that's no bother in the world to me. Because
okay,
I see what they're doing. The anger that's out there by people is you could nearly
it's palpable, you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think this motion has a chance of success, though? You know well how to count votes. It looks like the government are going to be secure enough and they'll get the votes they need to continue.
It is my opinion that the government will win the motion. They have the numbers. There's a number of other regional independents there. They're only looking for excuses all the time to vote for the government, because they are government members as such, because they were former Fine Gael TDs. I won't name them out, you know them there yourself. And they were Fine Gael TDs going back. And in their hats, they're still Fine Gael. And they're trying to fly the independent flag as well. But they're being... everyone knows their story now. They will, of course, be voting with the government when the thing gets
so that succeeds. If they didn't, Danny, would you welcome an election? Would you look forward to an election in 3 weeks' time? If, let's say, things went the other way, would you be happy to go into a general election right now?
I certainly don't want a general election, Jerry, and that's the honest truth. I always tell the truth. But if an election comes, and I And we're, you know, the people are depending on us to talk their story and to voice their anger, and that's why I'll be voting no regardless. And I hope, okay. I certainly, I'm not looking for a general election, but we have to stand with the people. That's why we're elected, and we have to raise their concerns. And when you see the links of the Jews going to General Hospital and people waiting, elderly people, and this minister is refusing to do anything at all whatsoever about it, how would you vote for people like that, Johnny?
Yeah.
We have to stand with all
people. Right. Danny, we're going to have to... Yeah. We're going to have to leave it there, Deputy Danny Ray. Thanks for talking to us. On the way, we'll talk to Deputy Michael Healy-Ray for his views. Now, with me on the line with Deputy Michael Healy-Ray on this evening's no confidence vote, or I suppose confidence vote in the government now, as it has been engineered by the government. Deputy Healy-Ray, good morning to you.
Thank you very much, Jerry, to you and your listeners for the opportunity.
You've been saying in the last 24 hours, you put a video up on social media saying, look, you just cannot support the government. You'll be voting against this motion this evening, despite the fact, I suppose, that, look, it doesn't really have a chance of succeeding now. Or what's your view on that will go?
Well, this is very straightforward. What we're being asked to do is, have we confidence in the government? Well, I couldn't have confidence, and I'll give you an example why. I have cancer patients in County Kerry who are urgently in need of operations. I've been contacted by GPs and consultants about these cases. And how could I vote confidence in people who stand over that sort of a situation where people can't have urgent operations, and the people then who are waiting for other operations? And now we have people waiting up to 5 years for necessary operations. I have to carry cataract patients up to the north of Ireland to get their sight saved. I do that every month, and I've been doing it for years. How could I have confidence in that government? I met with the IFA leadership in Kerry, Kenny Jones and Mary Fleming and others over the weekend. They're being asked to sign up to a practice which would inevitably put them out of business. It's unsustainable, the type of farming that the Greens and Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael want them to undertake. How could I have confidence in those people? In County Kerry at the moment, we've had people going homeless every week and going into accommodation that is not suitable for them or their family's needs, are indeed being offered no alternative at all, other than actually nothing for them. There's no houses being built, no local authority housing. We're just not doing our job properly. How could I vote confidence in those people? In 2016, I ensured that the government at that time made a Shannon LNG facility a priority for that government. When the Greens took over then and started shaking the dog, what did they do? They dropped Shannon LNG. It did a complete U-turn. We have energy insecurity in this country. Our small businesses are finding it so difficult to survive. And finally, what they're doing even in the last 30 hours with regard to the turf. And you will realise this, Jerry, because you're a local person to the area I'm going to give the example of. If you take what they want to make illegal, we have a young, hard-working family inside in Kinmare, a man known to everybody, Donny Mack. Donny Mack gets turf, and he takes it around to his customers. He sells it from his forecourt. They want to make the excellent service that he provides from the bog into the bunker to people who aren't able to do it for themselves, older people, disabled people, people who aren't able to go to the bog. They're not going to be able to afford the €40 for a bag of coal or the €6 for a bale of briquettes come this winter. So they want Donny Mack to be in business. And what I'm being asked to do then tonight is to vote confidence in people who want to put Donny Mack out of business. And well, I'm only using him as an example.
Michael, will you not say, look, they've done a time down on that? Are you not accepting that, even the fact that they've said, look, you will be able to sell to neighbours and friends, people will be able to still cut turf in the way they've always cut turf, it just, it can't be sold, I suppose, in a forecourt, can't be advertised?
Yeah, but
that's what they're trying to achieve.
If they want to be honest, to do is they want to stop it completely. The only reason they can't do that now is because they're afraid they won't get away with it. So what they're trying to do is water it down. Now, I'm being asked the question, do I want to make, and again I'm only using him as an analogy because how many more Donny Macs have we in Kerry and throughout the country? But I'm not going to vote to close Donny Mac down or to stop him providing the excellent service that he is providing.
Do you think by voting no confidence, if there was And it's unlikely to happen, but if there was a general election and Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil and the Greens didn't get back in, let's say it was some other combination, perhaps maybe Sinn Féin, do you think any of this would significantly be changed? Particularly in relation to the environmental side of things, which Sinn Féin have signed up to. The only thing they're really objecting to is an increase in the carbon tax at the moment, but they're in favour of carbon taxes, and they have said in the past we need to change and change radically in order to prevent climate change.
It's not for me to say how other political parties are going to do at any time, but I will give you this story, Jerry. Last night I was doing my clinics in Mead and South Kerry and all that area, and I met an awful lot of people last night, an awful lot of people. And the one thing that I'm being told is forget about the Greens, because they're not losing rural Ireland because they didn't have it in the first instance. But Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, they have sold out on rural Ireland. They have lost rural Ireland, and it's up to them to see can they gain that back, but I actually don't think they will, because they've sold out to the Greens and they've sold out on everything that we hold dear anyway, what I would call we, the Healy Rays. We'll stand up for the people, whether it's in rural Ireland or
And you'd
Ireland.
Welcome a general election tomorrow, 3 weeks' time.
I'll answer that for you. Whether it was direct elections for the late Jackie Healy Ray, whether it was running for Kerry County Council and myself in what was very difficult areas, and particularly when I started out and had 90 votes to spare the first time I ever got elected. If there's an election called, I want back 1 inch from it, because I've nothing to be afraid of when I'll face the people, or when I'll face the people on the doors, because I'll stand on my record of fighting for and standing up for the people who are being sold out by this present government.
Okay, and look, if that government, let's say you're part of it, perhaps maybe as an independent, would you be prepared to make the hard decisions to help the economy and save the environment, if they had to be made? Because it's not all easy when you're in there. There are tough problems and tough pressures, and unpopular decisions have to be made.
100%, and I'd agree with what you were saying about unpopular decisions. But when you're in a position like that, you have to always stand up for two things. You have to stand up for fairness and common sense. This government have lost both. They don't have common sense, they don't have a sense of fairness, and they're forgetting about the basic necessities, and that is people need heat in their homes, they need healthcare when they need it, and they need housing. And these people are forgetting about that. They're gone away, running away with the airy fairies, and they're forgetting about the things that are important.